You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Sholto Gale.
There's not but care on every hand, and every hour that passes on. What signifies the life, O man, and twere na for the lasses all. Green grow the rashes all, green grow the rashes all. The sweetest hours that e'er I spend are spent among the lasses all. The worldly race may riches chase, and riches still may fly them all. And though at last they catch them fast, their hearts can ne'er enjoy them all. Green grow the rashes.
So, welcome to Sholto Gale. Hearing the unmistakable voice of the great Ed Miller singing Green Grow the Rashes O, one of Robert Burns' poems set to music. So tonight is all Scottish music with a big helping of Burns' music, and then songs chosen by members of the Colorado Scottish community. And this is all in honor of the upcoming anniversary, the annual celebration of Robert Burns' birthday on January 25th. And wanted to give you a head start on planning for that. There'll be an interview where you'll hear more about Robert Burns, in addition to some of his songs. And then a fair bit of information here and there. So, Green Grow the Rashes O, starting off tonight's set. And then you'll hear Auld Lang Syne, a traditional version, again from Ed Miller.
For you seduce, you sneer at this, you're not but senseless asses all. The wisest man the world e'er saw, he dearly loved the lasses all. Green grow the rashes all, green grow the rashes all. The sweetest hours that e'er I spend are spent among the lasses all. Old nature swears the lovely dears, her noblest work she classes all. Apprentice hand she tried on man, then she made the lasses all. Green grow the rashes all, green grow the rashes all. The sweetest hours that e'er I spend I've spent among the lasses all. Green grow the rashes all, green grow the rashes all. The sweetest hours that e'er I spend I've spent among the lasses all.
Support comes from The Celtic Connection, a monthly paper for people of all backgrounds who enjoy Celtic events and entertainment. More information available at CelticConnection.com.
Well, forgive me, having trouble with one of my machines tonight, and the other one is being particularly sticky, so let me cue up another spot and try to unstick my other disc player.
Stream KGNU from your mobile device or computer. Connect and listen to any of our online streams with our mobile player from your phone, tablet, or computer. KGNU.org offers high-quality streaming for listeners on the go. News.KGNU.org holds endless current event stories. AfterFM.com provides a 24/7 all-music stream online, coupled with archives of studio sessions, interviews, and features. Want a hands-free listening experience? Just tell your smart speaker to play KGNU Radio.
All right, let me try it again and see if I can get it to work any better this time. Well, that's not working much better either, so let me go back and try another deck and see if that will work. I apologize for the mechanical difficulties. We are in our new studios in the... I can't even remember the name of the building now. Brand new building. Ah, okay, this one came up. Let me give this one a try.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my jo, for auld lang syne, we'll take a couple kindness yet for auld lang syne.
We twa here and up put the braes and put the gowls fine, but we've won that money a weary fit, so auld lang syne.
And we twa he paddled and the bar frae morning sun till time, but seas between us braid he road, said auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my jo, for auld lang syne, we'll take a couple kindness yet for auld lang syne. And surely he'll be your pint stoup, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll take a couple kindness yet for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my jo, for auld lang syne, we'll take a couple kindness yet for auld lang syne. And there's a hand my trusty fear, and gie's a hand o' thine. We'll tak a record well they walked for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my jo, for auld lang syne. We'll tak a couple kindness, yeah, for auld lang syne.
The unmistakable voice of Ed Miller. If you've been to the Spanish Peaks Celtic Music, International Celtic Music Festival in La Vida, Ed has been a regular performer there for a long time, and I just love Ed. Ed is one of the last troubadours, a survivor of the Scottish folk music revival, lives in Austin, and earned himself a PhD in folk lore from the University of Texas. He has a radio show down there, performs all over the country, but most particularly of interest for those of us here, he comes up and does classes and sings in La Vida. So with any luck, we'll get the festival back up this fall and have Ed come back. So today is January 13th, and on this day, we celebrate 111 years of public broadcasting. So from everyone here at KGNU, happy Public Radio Broadcasting Day. And public radio is more important now than ever. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. All right. Continuing with additional Burns tunes, I hope, if the CD and player and everything coordinates, I will try another Burns tune. This one is in Scots Gaelic, Gradgear Machreed, from a lovely singer named Alison Helzer, and then another Burns tune called The Slave's Lament by a Scottish group called Chantan. And yeah, actually, I think I'll just do three in a row. And then I Fond Kiss, from Robin Stapleton. So Ed Miller's, the first two tunes I played are from an album that Ed recorded a few years back called Lyrics of Gold, Songs of Robert Burns. And Kyrene Powart accompanied him on Auld Lang Syne with a traditional tune and lyrics that we never sing. We just sing the short version. So anyway, here are a few more tunes.
Shine for a crown. sweet Senegal that my foes did me enthrall. For the lands of Virginia, Virginia, oh, torn from that lovely shore, and must never see it more. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh, torn from that lovely shore, and must never see it more. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh. All on that charming coast is no bitter snow or frost, like the lands of Virginia, Virginia, oh. Their streams forever flow, and their flowers forever blow. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh. Their streams forever flow, and their flowers forever blow. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh. Now the burden I must bear, while the cruel scourge I fear, in the lands of Virginia, Virginia, oh. And I think on friends most dear, with a bitter, bitter tear. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh. And I think on friends most dear, with a bitter, bitter tear. And
if fond care sudden we sever, if fare we all on then forever, deep in her drunk tears I'll pledge thee, warring sighs and groans I'll weep. Who shall say that fortune grieves him, while star of hope she leaves him? Me cheerful twinkle lights me, dark despair around benights me. To love her, love but her, and love forever.
Wasn't that lovely? All right. Let me talk a little bit about the Burns Supper. I mentioned that earlier. Generally, it's held as close to Robert Burns' birthday as possible. And because of the pandemic, there is no actual event this year, but there's a virtual event being held, sponsored by the Colorado Scottish Society. And you can register for the event. It's being held on January 23rd at info, I-N-F-O, at Colorado Scots, with one T, S-C-O-T-S, .com. You can order haggis at that particular website. You can get a traditional Scottish 2-pack, 15 ounces of haggis, or a Caledonian Kitchen 4-pound premium presentation beef haggis that will be shipped to you frozen. Or the St. Andrew Society of Colorado has 7.5-ounce packages of frozen haggis made by their own member, John Shields, for purchase. And so you can, again, go to info at coloradoscots.com and request your very own frozen haggis. So now we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, and I am going to play an interview that I recorded earlier with a member of the Colorado Scottish community, a grand gentleman named Carl Andrews. And so let me cue that up, and with any luck, we'll be able to hear it. Who to kick in? Well, I've got Carl Andrews on the line to talk about Robert Burns. So welcome, Carl. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And tell me a little bit about yourself now that I've got you here.
Well, I'm part of the Scottish Society of Colorado, and I have a family lineage, one from my grandmother's side that gets back to the Isle of Skye, and then from my dad's side, if you can tell by the last name of Andrews, which tends to be rather East Coast Scotland. And then on my mother's side, from the Isle of Skye, my middle name is literally McKinn, and so that's part of the McKinney clan. Mm. So I'm sort of knitted into at least by language to both sides.
Oh, my.
Proud of that heritage.
So who was Robert Burns? I'm sure that my listeners will have heard the name, but not all of them are going to understand and appreciate his importance to the Scottish.
Robert Burns, or Robbie, was born 25 January in 1759 and died in 1796. He was the son of a poor farmer and part of an underclass which couldn't even vote, and nevertheless developed into being a rather remarkable and celebrated poet. He was a champion of the poor and wrote over 600 poems, which were adapted into songs. The most famous of which most of us all know, which is Auld Lang Syne, which is sung and shared at New Year's Eve, and it speaks of our commonness and our friendship and our humanity. In addition to being Scotland's national poet, Burns effectively became America's first poet, simply because he didn't have much competition in the 1700s. And there were so many Scots in the United States who were always quoting him and singing his songs. President Lincoln was a huge fan of Burns, as well as was his wife, Mary Todd. Now, Lincoln, as we all know, was not of Scottish heritage, but Mary was. And at one point, she traveled to Scotland to visit Burns's birthplace. In 1792, Burns wrote a poem called The Slave's Lament, which spoke of the American slaves and what their life was like here in the United States at that time. As a result, Black Americans such as Frederick Douglass became huge fans of Burns and owned his books. Having been freed, Douglass actually traveled to Scotland to visit Burns' birthplace and went on a speaking tour throughout Scotland. As time went on, Burns won many other fans. Maya Angelou was introduced to Burns by her mother when she was about 8 years old. In her later years, Maya also traveled to Scotland to see Burns' birthplace and went on a speaking tour around Scotland. She is known, particularly well known, for doing a spot-on Scottish accent. You may also wish to know that the well-known documentary filmmaker Ken Burns is a direct descendant of Robert Burns. And we even have a statue of Robert Burns in the Denver City Park, which was erected in 1902. It's, by the way, about 50 yards away from the Martin Luther King Memorial. Annually, there's a Robert Burns poetry reading competition for all Colorado high school students, which is sponsored by the Colorado Elk Society. And come 25 January, there'll be many dinners and recitations of Robert's poetry as his fans gather around the world to celebrate him.
So that is why there are the Burns Night Suppers on that date, on or around that date?
That is correct. As a matter of fact, it's on or about the 25th of January, and as we're all living in COVID right at the moment, the Scottish Society for Colorado is going to be doing theirs virtually. And just for entertainment and help to sort of set the stage, there are two batches of Agus that we're making available. And one of them is a vegan form of haggis, which seems to me is a contradiction in terms. And then the other is one can sign up and receive haggis being mailed to your door.
Okay, what is haggis?
Haggis, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the best dishes that one can have. I love haggis. I think there's people that think I'm mad. And it seems to be a sort of, you know, it's sort of wrapped up in a stomach lining and it's got all kinds of stuff jammed in there. And it's, you know, some people say, oh, that's got to be deadly and it looks horrible and it's nothing but leftovers from every form of critter there is in the world. Yeah, it is. And by George, it's really good. And if you didn't have haggis right, you do need it with a couple of fingers worth a single malt.
Well, I have eaten it on occasion, and I can recall having attended one event where there was a variety of ways in which it had been prepared, including one that was a barbecued haggis. and Western style haggis. So do you have a favorite Burns poem or song?
Actually, yes, To a Mouse.
Ah, okay. Well, I know that's a poem. I'll have to look and see if I can find a song of that particular poem. If I can, I will play that. Anything else?
Well, Tam O'Shanter is really rather special, but that's more a long piece of poetry, but I think it's just grand. And I think it's one of the high points of Robbie Burns's writing. And I think a lot of people, because they know him as a son of a poor farmer and the underclass, that he was not very well educated. Well, that's not true. He was very well educated. His father made it a real point of, and he was homeschooled for years, but he was fluent in French and Latin and very well versed in how to use words. And he would take pieces of music and stories throughout Scotland and make certain that we still have them and put them to words.
Oh my. Well, Carl, it has been great to see you and talk to you and learn about Robert Burns and yourself and haggis. And so thank you very much. You take care and have a lovely Burns night.
I look forward to it. Thank you much for this time.
You're welcome, Carl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Carl Andrews and talking about Bobby Burns, haggis, and the Scottish Society of Colorado. Well, I've got the microphone in a little bit of time. Let me talk a little bit about another Burns. Many of you will be familiar with Jesse Burns, fiddler extraordinaire, formerly with Gaelic Storm, and now with Take Down the Door and performing locally. And she, Winifred Horan, one of the founding members of the band Solus, Katie Grennan and Ellery Klein, who are also fellow Gaelic Storm fiddlers, are going to offer a four-day fiddle workshop in February on the 12th through the 15th. And I'll have more information about that. Actually, I think I'll try and get Jessie on the show next week, and she can talk about the fiddle workshop. And maybe I'll even find a couple of tunes to play. So stay tuned at the top of the hour for Musica Mundi. I'll hand off the KGNU airwaves to EC, and she'll take over with Musica Mundi.
One car, blue car, old car, new car, classic car, sports car, electric car. Wow, what a lot of cars you have in your garage. But isn't that a little extra? If you have more vehicles than you need, donate one, two, or even three to those who can really put it to work. KGNU will use the proceeds to drive more quality into your favorite shows. We make it easy to give with free pickup, and your generous gifts could qualify for a tax deduction. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or donate securely online at kgnu.org.
I love that promo piece. Sounds like a Dr. Seuss promo. So I want to thank Ken McIntosh for the inspiration for this evening's show and the information that he provided to Carl about Robert Burns. And then, as I said earlier, the music selections are from a variety of people in the Colorado Scottish community, including Ken, Carl, Gene Hess, John Shields, the Haggis Maker, Madeline Cave, dear, dear, good friend Madeline Cave, and Tom Davison. So I'm going to shift now in the last 20 minutes of the show from Burns songs to other Scottish songs that were requested by the people who I just named. So I'll kick off with the Bonnie House of Airlie, a really, really great, great high-energy rendition of that particular song done by the Irish group Full Set that has appeared here in Colorado. I think they were at the Spanish Peaks Festival once. And then Johnny Cope, both of those two, Johnny Cope and Bonnie House of Airlie, fairly bloody if you listen to the lyrics, great songs. And then, of course, Caledonia from Dougie MacLean. So here is Bonnie House of Airlie from Full Set.
Summer's day, the sun shone bright and clearly. That there fell out a great dispute between Argyle and Airlie. Argyle has mustered 1,000 of his men, and he's marched them in bright early. He's marched them up by the back of Dunkeld to plunder the bonny house of Airlie. Lady Ogilvy, she cried from her window so high, and oh, she sighed sorely to see Argyle and all his men plunder the bonny house of Airlie. Come down, come down, Lady Ogilvy, he cried, come down, kiss me fairly, or I swear by the hilt on my broadsword I'll never leave standing stone in Airlie. Oh, I wouldn't come down, you cruel Argyle, and I would not kiss you fairly. Oh, I wouldn't kiss you, false Argyle, but you wouldn't leave a standing stone in Airlie. Come tell me Bonnie House of Airlie. He's taken her by the mill clock. down on the grass to die. When she saw the burning down of Erie,
might drift away. So I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from. And that's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you called me, and now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever kept on moving, proved the points that I needed proving, lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I have kissed the ladies and left them crying, stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I have traveled hard, sometimes with conscience flying, somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever fire, the empty room, the forest choir, the flames that couldn't get any higher, well, they've withered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken and the kisses flowed, well, I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you, but I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
Dougie McLean, Caledonia. Before that, you heard Johnny Cope and the Athol Highlanders from the Tannehill Weavers at Milwaukee Irish Festival. That was a live recording back in 94. And anyway, Bonnie House of Airlie from Full Set. Great, great, great Scottish tunes. All right, coming up to the top of the hour, and I'm going to close out with a couple of tunes that the first is a brand new one I had not heard before. It was suggested to me by a good friend, Madeline Cave, who used to be a DJ on this program, and it's by a Scottish artist named Tom Fearney from a album just released in May of last year called Lightning in the Dark. Great, great music. Got a terrific country feel. Country bluegrass. Anyway. And then another song that Madeline introduced to me and my band called Just One More Chorus, written by the late, great Davy Steele, another of the remarkable Scottish troubadours who came out of the Scottish folk revival. This one's called Just One More Chorus, and it's a live recording from an ensemble of artists at a gathering in Davy Steele's honor, from a CD called Steele the Show. So here is Lightning in the Dark from Tom Fearney on his new album of the same name.
We'll build my gallows and build them high, makes a long time climb.
Well, my apologies. Having trouble with that machine again. I will try and recover that, and maybe I'll play it again next week. In the meantime, I will substitute another Davy Steele's tune. On second thought, considering how much time there isn't, I'll just close out with Just One More Chorus from Steele the Show.
The fiddlers are playing a tune in the bar, a slow wail for those who've been banished afar. The music gets faster as the night it wears on. Soft through the air comes the strains of a song. Just one more chorus before we depart. Just one.
And though we may scatter. one more chorus before we depart. Just one more song we all sing from the heart. The harmonies ring to the words we all know. Just one more song, then we'll go.
Just one more song, then we'll go.
Just one more chorus from Steal the Show. And the opening and closing singing on that song was Davy Steele's son, Jamie. So it's now 8 o'clock, and you've been listening to Sholto Gale on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Musica Mundi with EC and Michael. Good night.
Thank you, Roger, and thanks for a great show. Welcome to tonight's Musica Mundi. EC here with you. We're going to kind of keep it close to that tradition, starting off with some Scottish music from Shugel Nifty.
This one's called 250 to Vigo. It goes like this.